AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court appears likely to preserve a federal law that prohibits people under domestic violence restraining orders from having guns. It's the first guns case since last year's expansion of gun rights. Justice Amy Coney Barrett wanted to know more about the definition of dangerous.
So someone who poses a risk of domestic violence is dangerous. How does the government go about showing whether certain behavior qualifies as dangerous? Because this might be in a heartland, but then you can imagine more marginal cases. So you've invoked the consensus among the states, tradition of dangerousness, and I don't think you'd get a lot of pushback because this is violence, after all, domestic violence. What about more marginal cases?
An appeals court in New Orleans struck down a 1994 ban on firearms for people under court order to stay away from their spouses or partners. Families of Israeli hostages held by Hamas in Gaza met with Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Speaker Mike Johnson says aid needs to go to Israel now.
House Republicans understand that this moment demands decisive action, and we insist that we cannot waste any more time getting Israel the aid that it desperately needs.
Turkey's parliament announced it's boycotting companies that support Israel, saying their products won't be sold in any of its restaurants, cafeterias, or tea houses. Parts of Interstate 10 in the New Orleans area are closed because of dense smoke reminiscent of last month's superfog that rolled into Louisiana. A crash on I-10 left one person dead. Christopher Bannon is with the National Weather Service in New Orleans.
In that 2 to 2.5 mile stretch along I-10, the visibility quickly dropped to what we've seen from some pictures and videos about feet at best. Some of the pictures we have seen showed almost zero visibility.
Voters in Ohio are deciding whether to pass a state constitutional amendment guaranteeing an individual right to abortion. This is AP News. Fresh from his trip to the Middle East, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is at the G7 summit, turning his focus to Asia.
Topics at the top of the agenda include the devastating month-long conflict in Gaza and the Russia-Ukraine war. Yet it fears North Korea may be readying a new nuclear test and concerns about China's increasing global assertiveness. These are far from the only crises on the agenda. Since before Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the G7 has held together in defense of the international order that emerged from the destruction of World War II. Despite some fraying around the edges, the group has preserved a unified front in condemning and opposing Russia's war. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Baltimore Orioles general manager Mike Elias was voted Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year. The Orioles had the best record in the American League in 2023. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
From CNN's Abby Phillip comes her debut book, A Dream Deferred, Jesse Jackson and the Fight for Black Political Power, a triumphant new look at Jesse Jackson's presidential campaigns of the 1980s and how they changed American politics. Available now wherever books are sold.